This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Post-earthquake questions in Turkey have turned to nuclear power plants. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The devastating quake that toppled buildings across parts of Turkey and Syria has revived a long-standing debate locally and in neighboring Cyprus about a large nuclear power plant being built on Turkey's southern Mediterranean coastline. The plant's being designed to endure powerful tremors and did not sustain any damage or experience powerful ground shaking last Monday. But the size of the quake, the deadliest in Turkey's modern history, is sharpening existing concerns about the facility being built on the edge of a major fault line. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At a joint news briefing with Turkey's foreign minister, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg describes the powerful earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria as the military alliance's worst natural disaster.
Today, I have come to show my solidarity following the devastating earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria last week. This is the deadliest natural disaster on alliance territory since the foundation of NATO.
Ukrainian officials say Russia has again pummeled the country with a barrage of missiles, firing a combination of 36 cruise and other missiles and losing at least 16 of them to Ukrainian air defense batteries. The head of Ukraine's presidential office says targets had been hit in the country's north, west, and south. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the United States was ready to defend the Baltic states of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania if required, and will keep its military presence in the region. Speaking after talks with Estonian leaders, he said the U.S. will continue to keep a, quote, persistent, rational, end quote, military presence in the region. This is VOA News. China's foreign ministry on Thursday slammed the U.S. passing of a resolution condemning a suspected Chinese spy balloon intrusion into the airspace. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said the resolution is purely political manipulation and malicious hyping. Wenbin said China demands the U.S. immediately stop the wrongful practice of smearing and discrediting China and stop taking actions that lead to the escalation of the situation. The House resolution condemned China for a brazen violation of U.S. sovereignty and efforts to deceive the international community through false claims about its intelligence collection campaigns. Reuters says U.S. President Joe Biden plans to give a speech as early as Thursday that will represent his most extensive remarks yet about a high-altitude Chinese balloon and three other objects recently shot down by U.S. fighter jets. President Biden has been under pressure from lawmakers to speak more extensively about the flyovers by unidentified objects. A U.S. judge on Thursday released parts of the report from a special grand jury investigating potential interference by Donald Trump in the 2020 election, making public its allegations that witnesses may have lied under oath. Prosecutors in the U.S. state of Georgia have spent 2 years looking into whether Trump and his allies committed crimes in a bid to overturn his defeat in the southern state to Joe Biden by fewer than 12,000 votes. The jurors said they found no evidence for Trump's claims of widespread fraud in the election, adding, quote, the grand jury recommends that the district attorney seek appropriate indictments for such crimes where the evidence is compelling. A deadline to hand in old banknotes after a shortage in the new bills prompted long queues and angry scenes at banks in Nigeria. More from David Doyle of Reuters.
Nigerians have been given more time to hand in their old banknotes after cash shortages prompted angry scenes. With presidential and parliamentary elections next week, President Muhammadu Buhari gave approval on Thursday for a deadline to be extended by 60 days. The central bank decided last year to circulate newly designed 1,500 and 200 naira notes, but the new bills have been in short supply. That's led to long queues and chaotic scenes at banks. The deadline to turn in old notes had already been extended once to February the 10th. Nigerians now have until April 10th.
And that was David Doyle from Reuters. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.